But you win the game.
Are you kidding?
They only bet 50. They guessed they guessed that it was called Street on the Word, I think.
Yep.
Not a very
I
mean
no idea.
That's fair, but
very obscure.
Anyway. Krippy Teigen with the win. Kalev with the comeback. The comeback king here. He really knew his stuff today. Maybe we'll play again soon, we'll see. Thanks for listening.
Follow us.
CITR Word Street. Gabe isn't here, unfortunately, but you know the drill. CITR Word Street. And check out Radio Pizza Party right after this.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay.
Peace out.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Baby, you make me wet.
Abrupt
on the old, hey, on the old theme song there.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to do that to you.
You're listening to
Radio
Pizza Party.
That's the one.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
The 101.9, as they call it.
Broadcasting from the unceded territory of Musqueam.
Peoples.
Here at the UBC Campus Nest building.
That's what they call it.
Jack, how are you? I just realized I have a lot of energy. Let's go.
Hoy, you look like it. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, my eyes have turned like fully black.
They're glassy,
like a shark.
Like a doll's eyes.
Yeah.
Like the shark from Jaws.
Yeah, that doll.
I'm doing good. I'm having a good day.
Prove it.
I went to a class today and the professor, and a girl's mom was there.
Cool.
That was very cool. I thought that was interesting. And then I went to my next
class.
Was it
weird?
The professor pointed it out and was like, "You've brought someone today." And she was like, "It's my mom." And everybody's kind of like, "Oh, cool."
It would have been, I think, if I was a professor, I would have been like, not say anything.
I would have said more.
You would have been like, "And when were you born? And how did you feel when this child was born, Mrs. Mom?
Was it a C-section? Okay. And then I went to my next class and the professor had a can of Five Alive, which he drank very quickly in the 5 minutes before class started.
Ugh, classic.
Yeah.
Dude, they still make Five Alive?
That's what I thought. I was like, did you get this from a vending machine at an ice rink in like 2003 or what? Like, I didn't know it still existed.
Did you ever hear that rumor? I don't even know if it's a rumor, but it was like, it might have been just in my school, where people said, oh, if you drink Five Alive, you will only be alive for five more days. And you're like, it's like a ring.
It was like the death note, but in a can.
So I obviously didn't believe it because I'm like, why would they sell it? Why would they sell something that kills people?
The Coca-Cola company would be done for murder.
Why would the Coca-Cola company do anything bad?
I've wondered that for years.
They're a huge corporation. They have so many, they're in so many different countries. You can't be bad and like make it in different countries.
And people, corporations only become huge if they're good.
Yeah.
Because people only buy good things.
Exactly.
So,
because people want to be good.
Ergo, the bigger the corporation, the better it is. Because there's more power.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, how does our show usually work? It doesn't usually start off with a free wheel and chat like this. A free Tristan wheel and chat like this.
Are you sure it doesn't end begin with a free wheel and chat?
I'd say it's more freestyle than freewheeling.
Yeah, it's way cooler. Yeah. So our show, we have guests on sometimes, and I'd say lately we've had them most times.
It's been the banquet of guests lately.
Yeah, we're clink. That's our champagnes, and that's the person rolling up the receipt. It's really expensive. So our show is we talk about topics. What is any show? But we have a topic. We select it. We have segments. We have games. We have a rolling cast of ne'er-do-wells and strangos coming into this studio.
I describe some of them as wacky types, not fit for public consumption.
No, I mean, definitely. Hey, batteries not included.
Safety, watch out for it, as they say.
Yeah.
Should we introduce our
guests? Why don't we introduce our guests? So we have two guests today.
Yeah, this is less than last week, more than most weeks.
Yes. Yeah, so that's good. So immediately to my left, which is important for the listener, we have camp. What am I trying to say?
We have a camp rock enthusiast.
We have camp rock enthusiast.
Are you a camp rock 2 enthusiast?
Oh, you know it. I had a long sleepover on the camp rock premiere night. Very excited.
At the premiere?
Yes, at the premiere.
You went to the premiere?
In LA, yeah.
You went to the Chinese theater?
Demi Lovato was like, get away from me. And I was like, I want to touch your hair. And I totally did.
This is frequent guest Angela O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Why so frequent? And then our less frequent guest.
By
and,
first time, long time.
First time, long time.
And non-camp rock enthusiast.
What would your enthusiast film be? It has to be camp related.
Ooh, camp related.
Whoa. ASMR just then.
Ooh, yeah. Camp ASMR. Can I say Wet Hot American Summer? That's a camp related film.
That is, yeah.
That is camp related.
And Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd.
When I saw that movie, I was like, it's camp. It's out of camp, but it's also so campy. So strange.
Yep.
So James, how are you?
I'm good. Much like you, I've got a lot of weird energy today.
Okay, that's
there's
good.
Something in the air.
What? Where would you say this energy has come from?
I would say it's a springtime energy.
Mm.
We're in what is it? The third day of spring.
I would describe it as the second day of spring.
Well, I don't know if what why
isn't the 21st the.
That's what I thought too, but people were saying on the 20th. It's spring now. It's like
everybody knows solstices are on the 21st.
Is that
that's when people in ancient Rome used to turn 21 and then they'd be able to go drinking.
James, do you have a James is a science writer. James, ooh. What do you, what
like
put me on the spot?
He's
here.
A science writer in this like Jules Verne and Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton, J.K. Rowling. He's in that wheelhouse.
Yeah, the Andromeda strain.
Yeah,
J.K. Rowling is definitely one of my inspirations when it comes to science writing.
But is it the 20th or is it the 21st?
I think whatever day Tuesday was. No. Tuesday was
is that what they
There's
say
a
in the
Tuesday
science book?
Every
was the
19th. Week.
It's after Monday.
I think it was the 20th.
Okay. Cool.
But what do I know?
I don't know. I also think that the weird energy is coming from the moon. Did you guys see the big old moon?
Oh yeah.
The moon was here we go.
It was the super worm moon.
Worm moon?
Yeah, because the full moon in March is called the worm moon. I read a CBC article about it, and it was a super moon on the worm moon. So it was a super moon.
Why is it
worm
called
moon.
The worm moon? Do worms come
it's
out?
Because it's spring, all the worms come out from their underground layers.
Ew, I'd hate to be a farmer. You gotta look at all these worms all day.
Ew, there's worms.
They probably love worms, though.
There's weird farmers.
Sickos. Speaking of people liking worms, did you guys see this tweet?
What was the tweet?
Or article. It was originally a tweet, then it was an article. Quick content.
As all good articles start.
Quick content
That's
warning.
How the New York Times
this
says
is
it.
Bugs and grossness. So feel free to wait for like a minute. But this entomologist, like a bug scientist, went to the Amazon. Did you guys see this?
I did see this tweet.
He went to the Amazon and he got bit by a bot fly, a human bot fly.
Okay.
And,
a human bot fly?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was types. Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was like, he posted this tweet being like, super excited because I guess for an entomologist, it's like a rite of passage to be bitten by a bot fly. So he posted a picture. He's like, it's like because they lay a larva in your skin. This is, super gross. But he was like,
this is really icky.
And he posted like a picture of it. Super gross. If you turned it off, you can turn it back on.
That was it?
Yeah.
How did they know to turn it back on?
He just got bit by a bug?
He got bit by a bug and tweeted about it, and he seemed super stoked on it. Everyone else was horrified.
And there was a bunch of tweets from other entomologists that were like, it's so crazy. If you get one on your head, you can hear a burrowing. That would drive me insane if that happened. Can you imagine hearing something wiggling around in your head?
I do. It's called my friggin' brain.
Your brain wiggles around your head?
Yeah.
Oh, no, buddy. I don't know if that's good.
So related to this discussion is our
first segment of the year.
Yes.
Of
the year.
Of the year.
Oh, it's our new year.
Of the Tears for Fears. This is some news to discuss.
Happens. Yeah, that's my Tears for Fears.
So this is the news to discuss section I'll take the first item of news. Then we usually like to go around. Just it. Sorry, I'll just bump the mic.
Jack just smacked me in the face.
I'm
ow.
Sorry, man. Did it again. All right.
Two hits.
So I'll do the first item, then Tristan will do the second, then I'll do the third. We'll discuss each
wait,
item.
Wait, there's other time. People. Oh, I guess
well,
they don't
they
see
can't
the
see the dog. Though. Tristan, this is... They can't so see what we see.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even know how to read.
Dude, you're a writer, man.
Yeah,
dude, you just got him.
You're a joker, man. All right.
Favorite font.
Mueller's report is so close, just out of reach, like a parched man in the desert reaching for a glass of water.
Yeah. What's so, James? As our every once
as
in a while,
our resident American.
Every
resident
once in a while, we like to have an American on this show. Last week, it was is Evan American?
Yeah, he was born there.
Yeah. Okay. So, James, where do you stand on this?
On the Mueller report?
Yeah.
I would say I'm pro Mueller report. I think the people need to know
so that they can find out that it was just a rigged witch hunt.
Exactly. The people need to know that this is a politically motivated witch hunt. It's a character assassination of my fearless leader.
We need to investigate the real enemies.
Ooh.
Mueller. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot of like...
Do you think Trump's listening right now?
Yeah.
I hope so.
He was actually a first 5-star review on iTunes. do you think there's some right-wing wacko who's like honestly trying to investigate Hillary? Like right now, like freelance.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just going around in like Virginia or wherever Hillary's
looking through
friends live going like... Knocking on their doors.
They're from Arkansas, but
yeah,
he's trying to find the server.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And what are the chances do you think that that guy also really likes Supertramp?
Is there a number greater than 100 that I can pick?
I guess I mean, hey, that one worked. That worked in
I'm
studio.
I'm not getting the connection. Angela's really digging it.
Angela's on the ground in
Angela,
stitches.
We gotta defibrillate Angela. Because that joke was so funny.
But yeah, we should get the news about what's actually in it within a few days.
What if it's super long?
Oh, it
if it's more than a page, I'm out.
What if the person who's in charge, I am
done.
What if the person who's in charge of it kind of like looks at the cover, looks at the blurb on the back, kind of like, it's kind of about this, you know, like how people, when they don't read the book, they do a book report.
Yeah, like you and all your courses as you're an English lit major.
But, you know, there's a few times I did that in grade school where I was like, I read like half the book and I was like, I kind of know where this is going.
Yeah.
So I wonder if someone's going to do that. With the Mueller
spoiler
report.
Alert, he dies at the end.
Robert Mueller is like, and with my last word. Robert Mueller, more like Mueller.
Mueller. I tell you what, all this Mueller talk is getting me thinking, it's time for a Mueller light. I could use a beer right about now.
Ugh, with all this political turmoil, I would just like to sit back and...
relax with a crispy can of suds.
Yeah.
Hey, content warning, I'm going to be talking about some light beers I like lately.
Dude, how many Pilsners are you
dude,
drinking?
If we're talking about Bud Light Limeritas, I'm crushing easily like 4 a week.
Angela, what do you think of a Bud Light Limerita?
I don't know that I've actually ever had a Bud Light Limerita.
But you know what they are, right?
I assume it's a margarita and a Bud Light lime.
It's a canned, like a mixed thing.
Okay.
Lime, and they're like...
Is it slushy or is it like
no,
just
it's
liquid?
Like just a liquid thing, but they're like 8%.
Ooh, 8%.
So it's if you go to theritas.com.
They're taxed 8%?
Yeah, they're taxed 800%.
Which is
actually.
What I think
wait,
the corporate tax should be.
Wait, theritas.com?
Yeah, because it's...
Oh my God, so my band, The Ritas, can't get that URL? That sucks.
My website won't work, but there's a bunch of them, and they're like 8% alcohol, and they look like they would give you the worst hangover in the world. And
cool.
I tell you what, after listening...
I don't drink alcohol.
You don't drink alcohol?
No.
Neither do I.
Let's go to the next piece of news here.
Do you want to read this one, Tristan?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, thank you.
Shaquille O'Neal has become a board member of Papa John's after dunking Papa John's head into a toilet bowl.
Is that how all board members are picked on all boards?
If they're basketball players, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And if they're hockey players, then obviously you into
pull their shirt over their head.
Yeah, you jersey. give them a few. Throw down the gloves. Yeah.
Did he think that Papa John's head was a basketball and he was like, in basketball I dunk and the only thing to dunk in was a toilet?
I think at first he thought it was, but then once he realized, he was like, I might as well keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He also thought he was at a Dunkin' Donuts meeting, and he's like, well, Might as well combine the two things.
Because he's dunking. I just put that together.
That didn't take you very long. It's okay.
Did he buy Dunkin' Donuts stuff?
Shaquille Dunkin' O'Neal. Donuts T-shirt or you just said stuff.
I'm sure he's had a Dunkin' Donuts yeah, once in his life.
Like I'm sure he's been there.
Okay,
didn't he play in Boston?
Maybe.
Yeah,
Chicago? I don't know.
Maybe
I know he played. He played in Miami. They got Dunkin' Donuts in Miami.
They got them everywhere, don't they?
No, not on the West Coast.
Not on the West Coast.
What
not
the
out
heck?
Here.
Really? Not at all?
No.
Wow.
It's a
maybe
shame.
Check your facts, man. We're
I'm
on
sorry,
the air.
We're just having a conversation.
It's a crying shame.
Well, what about in Texas? Would they have a Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh yeah, we used to go to Dunkin' every Sunday after church.
What?
But they're called bigger Dunkin'.
Back when
Donuts,
we went to church, that is a true story.
What would you get?
True fact. A donut.
Would you say? Would you say?
With
Christ,
which to dunk?
Much like just this dough. Has risen, and then you'd eat it.
Also, just a reminder, we're talking about the restaurant, not the radio programmer on this very show, his show, Duncan McHughes.
We're talking about the, I think, Massachusetts-based confectionery company, Dunkin' Donuts, not the exceptionally well-reviewed Vancouver-based Dunkin's Donuts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Shaquille O'Neal is now on the board of Papa John's.
I think that's a bad career move for Shaq there.
Do you think that'll help them build Papa John's back up?
Oh, I don't think
would
so.
Would they? Okay, potential.
I don't think Shaq can save that.
What if
that
they changed it
fire?
To Papa Shaq's?
Papa Shaq's. See, that's a restaurant I would eat at.
Yeah, like I feel Papa like that Shaq's. Might be the end goal because John of Papa John, bad guy.
Yeah, not a
very
not a good,
bad guy.
Not a good hombre.
No,
a bad hombre, one might say.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So I think maybe Shaq is going in like, I'm going to get a successful business. I'm also going to have my own restaurant. I'm making that prediction right now.
It's the long con for Shaq.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, do you want to hit that last bit of news?
I'll chuck you the last one. The rest of the world discovered Nanaimo bars, apparently.
Oh, I'm so,
I knew
so
you,
hyped.
I knew you'd
oh,
be into this
it's
one.
It's Angela time now. Okay. Okie doke, let's go.
Wait, where's your take on this? What do you think of the New York Times writing about BC?
For those who don't know, New York Times wrote a piece about Nanaimo bars and British Columbia and just kind of like a little kind of fun thing. Interviewed a few chefs and old people and stuff.
Yeah, basically like went around to like old areas in Nanaimo and was like, "Do you have a recipe? All right, cool." And then
I'm getting excited, so I need to try to calm myself down. Okay, so I didn't read the article because I was in class.
Great start.
But I skimmed it, and I looked through their sources. And something that I find really interesting is I'm from Ladysmith, British Columbia, jewel of the island, Vancouver Island, and it is truth universally known that Nanaimo bars were invented in Ladysmith. They were invented by a woman who lived in Ladysmith. And I didn't like that. Like, I have come to terms with the fact that they're called Nanaimo bars. And that's
wait,
fine.
Why is that universally known?
Because
I don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's the first line of Pride and Prejudice.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. It's the truth universally known that every woman needs to eat.
Yeah, needs to eat a Nanaimo bar. What were we talking about? It's like I got blanked out because I
about
really
them
heated.
Being called Nanaimo bars
oh,
and you
yeah.
come to terms with that.
So like I've come to terms with that. I didn't like that they didn't at all in any of the sources mention that. They cited an academic paper. I read through the academic paper that didn't talk about Ladysmith, and I was like so sad that I just like didn't really pay attention to my foreign policy class that I was in at all.
Maybe your and slash the common knowledge is wrong.
My?
Like maybe they're not actually from Ladysmith, just putting it out there. Because I don't want to, that academic. But hey, what do I know?
The other thing is I don't necessarily like eating Nanaimo bars. I think they're way too sweet.
What?
Finally, someone agrees with me. They are disgusting.
I had
what?
One,
they're not disgusting.
I had one that was like an artisanal one at like some coffee shop, and it was like purposefully not sweet. And I was like, oh, like I like this because I can like taste each flavor instead of like, you know, when you get a pain in your jaw because it's too sweet. So, yeah.
That's James, where do you stand on a Nanaimo bar?
Have you ever had a Nanaimo bar?
I am ashamed to say I'd never have had a Nanaimo bar.
They're weirdly, they're either everywhere or you can't find one ever. You know what I mean? Like, I either see a Nanaimo bar 10 times a week or I go 6 months without seeing one.
Well, I don't know. I love a good Nanaimo bar.
Do you love a bad Nanaimo bar?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
No, it's like pizza with you. Even when it's bad, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like pizza with me. No, I really like Nanaimo bar, but I'm also I have a prominent sweet tooth. So I
which
think,
one?
It's the front two, which sucks because they keep melting because of all the sugar.
Yeah.
Because they just sucks right onto it.
Yeah.
So I'm always getting
makes it really
replaced.
Hard to drink water. It just falls right out after.
Yeah, it goes right through the holes in my teeth.
You can drain pasta with them, though.
I do that often.
Nice.
Yeah. So that has been.
Okay,
sorry.
Angela has more things to say.
I have way too many things. Another fun story with me in Nanaimo bars is when I went to Nova Scotia to learn French, and then I learned French, and then I forgot all my French. One of the days they were serving Nanaimo bars, and I freaked out. I took all of the Nanaimo bars, and then
what?
I also from the cafeteria to give to my friends because they were class.
Oh, okay.
No,
they were like these. This is the East Coast. You aren't allowed these.
But I think they didn't have a name for them. They were just like treats, and then I tried to give them to my friends, but also I couldn't talk to them because I could only you could only talk in French. Mm. So I had to be like, ici c'est le. And then they would just be like, I don't know what this is. And they all hated them. I was really sad that they didn't appreciate the Nanaimo bars.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't even appreciate them.
I appreciate their value and how important they are to the culture of Nanaimo. In the Nanaimo Museum, which is a very good museum, they have they have like these little like seats, and the seats look like Nanaimo bars. It's really cute. Yeah.
What about,
I have a
okay.
picture on my phone.
What about butter tarts? Butter tarts are...
Yes, excellent, very good.
Yeah, I love butter tarts.
Have you had a butter tart, James?
I also have not had a butter tart.
Ah, James.
Because unlike Mr. Wheeler, I don't have much of a sweet tooth.
You're from the South. Have you had like a sugar pie? Isn't that a thing?
Sugar pie. Okay,
you've had you've had pecan pie, though. Or sorry, pecan pie.
Oh, yeah.
A butter tart is basically like a tiny pecan pie with no pecans and then raisins in the bottom.
That sounds like something I would like.
They're really good. They're like
they're good.
Yeah, but I hate when people call them Ontario delicacies because they are a coast to coast the treat I love the most.
Yeah, my grandma makes them, and she both lived in the prairies and in the British Columbia.
Yeah, we used to go to like a pick your own berry place in Pemberton, north of Whistler,
and you'd get butter tart berries.
You'd get butter tart berries. No, but they also they'd bake stuff and they made butter tarts, and it was like literally just eating butter. They'd completely melt in your mouth.
They're so good.
They're the best.
Anyway,
we're that is the
that
end
has
of
been
news
some news to
discuss.
Disgust?
News I'm disgusted by.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, we're back to the real world.
We're back to the real things.
We're back in the USSR.
But
that Billy Joel song.
Yeah. Should we do a classic? Mention the topic, then get out of here.
Yeah, we're gonna tell you that topic, and then we're gonna go to Hot Topic.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna play our topic theme song.
Oh, we're doing that.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, I am.
Sick.
Whoa, oh, there's still a...
Was that like an ad?
It was an autoplay.
Oh.
Stupid YouTube. Anyway, we're a very professional radio show.
Hey Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
I don't even know if those were real chimes. I wonder, I should ask Nick.
I doubt Nick has... I bet he has a wall of chimes.
What do you mean you doubt Nick has chimes?
You know what? I know Nick. I know him pretty well. And if I thought he was a chime guy, I would have told you a long time ago. Anyway, James, give us a number between 1 and 10.
6.
Angela, give us a number between 1 and 10.
3.
All right, our topic is spring
has sprung.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Do you guys like spring and spring? Because we do.
Yeah.
And you know what else we like springing on you? A quick little break.
A quick little break.
QLB.
QLB.
QLB. We will QLB right back.
What's playing? What do we have to play?
Oh, yeah. This is Garnet Graves by Devours.
From the new album.
The new album, Iconoclast.
Yes, great
it's
album.
Real good. All right, bye.
Bye.
is wide, I'm floating above, an ocean of wax, evading the sun. Let the madness set.
Your dose of 24 consecutive hours of essential cinema returns to the Cinematheque this spring. Join us for the 24-hour movie marathon, March 30th to 31st, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the Sleep Be Damned Challenge that only the most seasoned cinephiles dare to tussle with. A super secret lineup of films will be served, a medley of forgotten gems and art house hits from around the world. There will be prizes, complimentary craft beer, tasty treats, and much more. This event is 19 plus. Tickets are $60 and seating is very limited. Reserve your ticket today by visiting thecinematheque.ca.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
How you gonna just stay at home? Lean back on the velvet throne.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X-Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Hey,
whoa.
We're back on
whoa.
The
whoa.
Air.
Whoa,
it's
whoa.
Radio.
Whoa, whoa.
Pizza.
Whoa.
Whoa. Party.
Whoa. On CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at the UBC campus on the lower level of the student nest. If you want to come and find us, meet us, and
if you want our address,
shake our hands.
Just write CITR on an envelope. It'll find
it's like sending a letter to the president. You can just write president and it'll go to him.
Yeah. Or dropping a wallet into the mailbox. Yeah. It'll just go to your house and you can keep the money.
So, Jack, what's the show? What have we been doing so far?
What's this show? If you don't know already, you don't know. So, Radio
you
Pizza
need to
Party,
ask. You can't afford it.
Yeah. It's the arbiter of style and cool tweets for the world at large.
And at small.
That's all I want to say.
Okay, cool. I'll say we've been talking with two of our guests here, Angela O'Donnell.
Hi.
And James Vogel. I don't know if we gave your last name earlier.
No. Hello.
James Vogel.
Now that you've said my last name, I'm going to have to go. So we're going to be looking for me.
Oh, shoot. Oh, God. Okay. And we've been talking about some things, but we've moved on to our topic of conversation.
This is the big time.
This is the big time.
Welcome
are the big
to the
times.
Show.
Spring.
These are the big times. These
spring.
Are the,
whoa,
these are
whoa,
the happy
whoa,
days.
Whoa.
I'm just moving around my microphone, buddy.
Cool. Spring. Guys, where like do you stand?
Again, I'm pro a lot of things, but I am also pro spring. I think it's a interesting like transitional season. Again, like that weird energy everybody's got. I feel like that's a springtime energy.
Where would you rank it among the transitional seasons of the world? Fall being the other.
I think I would rank it number one.
Whoa. So you don't like...
Top of the charts.
So fall is a number two to you.
A close second. Because fall's nice in its own way, right?
Yeah. I do like... I love a fall. Fall might be my favorite season.
You get the leaves.
Yeah. And it's just cold enough to like... You can wear pants again and not feel like you're dying when you're outside.
Yeah, you can get fits off and not be too cold to wear anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear your rain jacket every single day.
In Vancouver, you do.
It's true. Not this year, tell you what.
No, we had a nice fall this year.
Mm-hmm. We had a great fall this year.
Angela, where do you stand on spring or seasons
I
in
like
general?
Spring because it means summer is coming, and summer means it's short season. I throw away all my pants, and then I have to buy back my pants.
Oh, you throw them away.
Do you like pawn your pants?
Well, it's like half of them I just cut offs. And then the other half I do pawn. I actually go to the Pawn Stars.
Wow.
Whoa.
How much does Chum Lee give you for your pants?
What does Big Rick think of those pads?
Is he calling an expert?
They just give me a nice cold handshake. And then when I come back and then I give them money for my pants back. Because no one wants to buy them.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's not how... Well, I guess pawning, though, you can pay it back.
Don't you buy back your things?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to, like, physically, like, it's reserved for you.
Oh, what?
So,
that was a bit too
you
much
go to
gusto
a pawn shop and you say,
that was a bit too much gusto on that.
And you say, I'm going to give you this ring. That was my grandfather's ring. And this is, I'm in dire straits.
Yeah.
And then they say, okay, we're going to give you $300 for it. You don't in 90 days, if you don't come back with $300, I'm going to put it on just like the regular market for other people to buy.
Okay. I think that is what I thought. Mm. So that happened. I'm like, I'm going to give you these pants and you're not going to give me anything except a cold handshake. And then they're if you don't come back to get your thing in 90 days, we'll just sell your pants. And then they do put them up for sale and nobody buys them and I buy back my pants.
Sick.
Yeah.
Cool.
Works really well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm. In terms of me,
hit me with those deets.
Spring, good. I used to hate. I did not necessarily hate, but I had this thought back when you're in before a university,
high school,
the dark ages,
Yeah, the months of March and May, and maybe April, all suck. They're like nothing months. They all could be 1 month. But now when, like, you know what I mean? Like.
Explain how.
Like, you think, if I say to you, Jack, November, you're like, okay, it's going to be kind of cold. There might be snow. Remembrance Day. But if I say to you, May 9th, you're going to be like, it's going to be warm, but it might be cold. But it also, it could be like, it's just sort of a regular day. Like a generic day.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What's yeah. this? Yeah. Is this making any sense?
I think.
But wait, why did that change after high school?
Yeah. Because when you go to university, the whole year is segmented way differently, and you start to think of summer as 4 months rather than just two. So then that June, that May June, kind of becomes a little bit more of a thing, and then April is then the end of your year at university.
Okay.
It just shifts everything.
Fair
it's
enough.
Important.
I have to say, I do enjoy 4 month summers at university. That is a fantastic thing.
Yeah, except you got to work now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you also have like a tiny bit of money. Like you can eat food.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you should be saving it.
Yeah.
You'd be saving every penny of it. But
you are eating food.
You can go out, have Thai food.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? If you're feeling crazy, go get Malaysian food.
Hey, go. Why don't you go a little bit more north? You might even find yourself having some Chinese food.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That'd be crazy. James, would you ever have Chinese food?
I haven't had Chinese food. That's one thing that I have had.
Just to bring it back to the topic.
So Nanaimo bars, no. Butter tarts, no. Chinese food,
Chinese food, yes.
I just want to bring it back to our topic a little bit.
Cool.
What season of the year do you typically eat Chinese food in?
Chinese food, to me, I feel like is a winter food.
Hmm. It's a winner for me, too.
It's a winner food. It's a winner all around.
Hey.
Because, you know, it's typically warmer. And, like.
Well, other seasons you have cold food.
Yeah.
Like, do you only eat cereal and salads in the summer?
Oh, yeah. Exclusively. It's actually, in the summer, I eat exclusively bowls of milk filled with cold cherries.
Wait, pitted or unpitted?
Wait, that's like a. Was that someone had that diet?
Yeah.
Who was that?
I think that was William Henry Harrison.
Okay.
Like the president?
U.S. president.
Who was president
who
for
died
15
a month into
days?
Office.
Yeah.
After contracting pneumonia.
For that, all that cold.
He's my personal hero.
Wasn't it at like his inaugural speech that he got pneumonia and he just died?
It was in the rain and he refused to wear a coat.
Masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
And he ate a bowl of cold cherries while he was doing his speech.
Just to both hands.
Yeah. Milk and cherries. Okay. So that's your kind of your go-to summer.
That's the go-to summer meal.
Yeah.
And then Chinese food in the winter.
That's your go-to just
go-to meal.
All right. Now, going back to the transitional months, the transitional seasons of spring and fall.
Mm.
In any order, tell me what foods you eat during those.
Only roasted pumpkin seeds in the fall.
Fair enough.
In the fall.
That makes sense.
Know,
that's when you
again,
have
a
now,
seasonal
food. Are you scooping these pumpkin seeds from the pumpkin yourself?
No, I got a pumpkin guy.
Oh, gotta have one.
Gotta have a pumpkin guy.
Is he the prop guy from the Halloween movies? Because he's got to be chopping up so many jack-o'-lanterns on those sets.
It's an unlimited seed supply.
Yeah.
Sick.
And for spring?
For spring, just the nectar. Nectar of all the flowers.
I
so
get
you
my
go around, you're like,
on,
yes,
get
I break out the old bee costume.
Bee tries to come by,
shoot
it away.
It's you can't have competition, you know.
So you're
guys
just like
gotta eat
licking flowers.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're
get
like
their
Heisen
nectar.
Bee.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't even, do flowers have nectar, or is that something
some
bees
do.
Make?
The good ones.
You can buy cans of like guava nectar.
Okay. What is nectar? Angela, do you know what nectar is? I feel like you have some thoughts on
this.
Well,
I was going to say, did you never eat like honeysuckles by the road?
Oh.
Isn't that nectar?
Oh, I've
like
done
on
that.
The side of a highway?
That's a nectar, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, then I've had nectar.
Those are the best eating honeysuckles.
Yeah.
Do they still exist?
Weird.
I don't look down
no,
anymore.
No, the environment is gone.
Well,
so
the thing is that the people who were paid to put honey in them went on strike. So.
Oh.
I mean, you got to have solidarity, but it's also kind of, you know, inconvenient.
I mean, solidarity.
Yeah.
But
springtime
I don't know activities.
What?
Springtime activities.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to.
I thought you said time to leave or something like
no,
that.
No, man,
okay.
We have 45 minutes left of the show, whether you like it or not.
Oh, I like it.
I'd like to go first. My first springtime activity is going out like 2 weeks into March. It'll get really warm one day, and then I'll go to campus in like a denim jacket, nothing underneath, and then the sun will go down. And I will lose a nipple on the way home because it's so cold. I'll just forget how cold it still gets at night.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite springtime activity. What are yours? Tristan, you start.
My favorite is, I mean, similar. I wear pants and then, as one does, like a nice, like a heavy pair of pants, like kind of like the ones I'm
like
wearing
right
now. Like snow pants. Underneath, I'm wearing Carhartts.
Yeah.
And I go out and I just get so sweaty. But it's that kind of sweaty where you get tired too.
Yeah.
And then I just lay down and
in the middle of the road?
I'll try to find some shade. I'll try.
In like a maybe a thicket of honeysuckles.
Yeah, I'll try to find like, yeah, exactly. Like find a thicket of honeysuckles and then just lay down and just kind of fall asleep till it's normal again.
What's a normal time to wake up? Well, oh, like the temperature is normal.
The temperature
is
normal.
So is this the whole summer?
Yeah, very much the whole summer.
Nice.
Well, it's all the heat, hot months.
The wet, hot American months.
Yeah.
Bringing it back to that movie.
Hey, James said
that's what they call in the business, a callback.
Hey. Did you guys go to summer camp when you were a kid?
Yes.
Of course you did, Angela.
Yeah, you were the most summer camp person I know. Basket baking was your favorite one.
Oh, one time we made purses. No, one time we made purses out of jeans.
What?
Isn't that just tying the legs on a pair of jeans?
Oh, no. It was. But yeah, I loved camp. I loved camp. One time I got hypothermia at camp because I was like, I'm going swimming. And someone was like, it's February. And I was like, I'm not going swimming. And it was awesome.
Do you guys remember the...
Oh, we got a call.
We have a caller.
We got a caller.
I feel like... how could this be happening? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Who are we talking to?
You were talking to Carl Character.
Carl Character?
Not again. I mean the first time.
Okay, Carl Character, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. It was a beautiful day outside, at least where I'm living. I don't know about you guys, but it's nice and sunny here.
Well, it's kind of dreary out, so I don't know where you are. Where we are, it's kind of turned a little cloudy.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I think it might rain.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, hey, I'm sorry to inform you of that.
Sorry to put you through that.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Carl, what's your line of work? What do you do?
Well, I'm a spy / military thriller romance novelist.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm intrigued. So would we know any of your titles?
Maybe. I'm coming out with my first book. So
oh, okay.
Not. A lot of them are just short stories and fan fictions that were popularized on the internet.
Did you write, by any chance, like a, what was that one, Life with Derek? Did you ever write a Life with Derek fanfic?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a while ago, but I moved on from Life of Derek fanfiction to Nickelodeon fanfictions, like Victorious, iCarly, and then I went on to Tom Clancy, and that's where I really found my spark as a writer.
Oh, so you started doing fanfics of Tom Clancy novels?
Yeah, where I'd insert Tom Clancy into his novels.
Oh.
As what, like the gun?
As, well, no, usually as like the damsel in distress or, you know, sort of like the femme fatale character.
Okay, so you have like a story where like, I don't know, what's a Tom Clancy character?
Jack Reacher.
Involve like rim grim military types.
Yeah, so like
rim
Dirk
military.
Dirk Snarger is like running in like the desert, and he's like, I gotta go save Tom Clancy.
Exactly. That is essentially the basis of my most popular one,
okay. Which is called.
Which is. Sorry, what was it called?
It was like A Night to Remember, featuring Tom Clancy.
Oh. A Night to Remember.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the one set in Egypt. I can't. It was a while back. I've been working on this new book so long that I try to avoid so I don't accidentally rewrite all his work again.
Yeah, that's you got to be original at some point. Angela, you seem like you want to say something to. Sorry, what was your name? Carl Character.
Hi, Carl. I just wanted to know, do you publish your fanfictions on Archive of Our Own, or are you more of like a fanfic.net person?
Well, I was fanfic.net. And then they banned me.
Okay.
You got banned from
fanfic?
Dude,
what did you do?
Too many male-presenting nipples is what they told me.
That must have been a lot.
Yeah.
Supposedly, but that was when I was hard.
You can't do it allegedly there. I don't know.
There's reasons you're banned. They don't tell you allegedly were banned for something.
Well, it's we're still in court debates, so it's all alleged right now.
But. You're doing court debates. They're not even doing like a litigation. You're just doing a debate.
It's yeah, like a high school debate, but in a Supreme Court.
Oh wow, could all the way to the Supreme. Well, congrats, I guess. Yeah, do you say congrats if someone made it to Supreme Court, Angela? You know a lot about federalism.
It depends on if it's a bummer or if it's a cool thing.
Okay.
So, it was a bit of a bummer because they tried to sue me.
Yeah. So I would say, what's the opposite
of
congrats?
You also broke maybe. Well, granted, that sounds like a bogus rule, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bogus rule? Is that like cool? That's cool court, right?
That would be righteous rule.
Yeah, if you lose in cool court, your ruling is bogus.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to prison.
Bogus.
Keanu on the Judge Keanu Reeves? Or
Oh, they got Keanu on that one, eh?
I think so.
Yeah. James,
and if you lose, he goes John Wick on you. Yeah.
James, do you have any questions for Carl? You seem like you have some burning ones.
Oh, yeah. Carl, is your Tom Clancy fanfic available for public consumption?
Yes and no. You have to go to certain torrent websites, and I'm not supposed to tell you where.
Wait, so you put it up on, like, the Pirate Bay?
No, Pirate Bay got shut down.
Oh,
is it down for good?
I thought it was down. Rip. I don't know. Carl, is Pirate Bay down?
It's right. It is right now. So you know how they are. They come back every few months.
This is true.
But, the estate of Tom Clancy has sent me multiple letters saying, please, you're disgracing our father and husband. He would never do these things that I wrote. So I was like, well, fair enough, but I'm still going to do it.
I also don't know if Tom Clancy is dead. Angela bring that up.
98?
Isn't he? I think he's dead.
He's been dead for a long time.
He's been dead since 1998?
No, that might be wrong. But
Tom Clancy only died a few years ago.
Oh. Yeah.
Tom Clancy died 2013.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The day the Earth stood still.
The day the submarine stood still.
Too many submarines, some say.
Is that one of your critiques of his novels? Too many submarines.
There's a chart you can see how many submarines. But he wrote submarines into his books just so they'd sell better.
Oh,
really? I mean, I guess this was like the height of the Cold War.
Yeah, so they'd do market research and they'd see which one of his books sold better and which theming of it, and they found that Russian submarines are the most profitable military book style.
Wow.
Huh. You got to give the people what they want.
So like a Red October, that was like kind of like a watershed moment for this sort of
Absolutely.
Fiction.
All the military writers jumped on that biscuit.
Yeah.
And that was a slang for submarines at the time was watersheds.
Well, I think that's the opposite of a submarine. You give your submarines a watershed, hey, you've like, got a bad submarine.
That's like that old joke with like
No, keep going.
I'm not gonna say it. I don't know if I'm gonna say it. But.
You can say it during
but
the
But you know about like a submarine. Like you say, like you pick someone, you say, what kind of submarine would this person have? And it's like one with a screen door. It's like that.
You pick what kind of submarine a person would have?
Well, you pick someone you want to make fun of.
Yeah,
like
you,
a group.
Okay.
You'd be dumb enough to put a screen door on a submarine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm
I heard that a lot growing up from my mom.
Whoa.
Directed at you?
Yeah.
Oh,
big Tom Clancy fan, my mom.
Carl, so, tell me more about your life.
Yeah, Carl.
Are you married?
I was.
To who?
I shouldn't say her name. That's just not right.
Well, was it Wanda Thomas King, Tom Clancy's ex-wife?
Stephen King's wife. Is that what you're about to say?
No, that's Devenna King. I'm talking about Wanda Thomas King, who was married to Tom Clancy for 30 years.
Well, no, because like I said, I'm not Tom Clancy. I'm just a huge fan, and I like to write him into his own stories like he should have.
Do you think all authors should do this, or is Tom Clancy such a compelling guy that he deserves to?
I think it depends.
Like Ernest Hemingway, should he have been in his own stories?
Well, there's like, wait, who, sorry?
Ernest Hemingway, should he have been in his own stories?
Absolutely.
He was the shark in The Old Man in the Sea.
He's no shark.
Well,
the
he should
big
just
fish,
wrote himself
you know.
Into the story.
There's a shark.
Present that mustache into the reader's minds more and more.
Yeah. So what about as a fiction writer, and as specifically in the genre of Tom Clancy's novels?
Right.
Spy, romance, thriller, fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's right. So what specifically about him as a person makes him a good foil for your fiction?
Well, first of all, his name's Tom.
great start.
Everyone's friends with Tom.
That's it, yeah?
If especially if you had MySpace, if you didn't know, Tom from MySpace is Tom Clancy.
Really?
What?
Really? Tom from MySpace was Tom Clancy.
Must have been a very old photo of him.
It was blurry, JPEG, artifacting, et cetera, et cetera. But,
you think I know what a JPEG is?
You might. Your name is Jack Lamming, after all.
Right, and it stands for Jack Peg. my uncle.
What's that?
Yeah, are you trying to admit that you are a pirate and have a peg leg?
No, I have peg fingers, though.
That's so weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
So sorry, you're about to talk more about Tom.
Well, Tom is just—he's just a beautiful soul, and he just seems to be kidnapped a lot. People really like Tom.
Wait, in real life,
who kidnapped Tom Clancy in real life?
Well, I sometimes confuse my biographical history in my mind of Tom Clancy and what I've written about him, because I think about him just so much.
Oh, so your fact with fiction is melding in your mind.
A little bit, yeah. Sometimes I walk outside and think everyone I see is maybe Tom Clancy in disguise. You never know.
Whoa. That'd probably be a heaven for you.
Maybe. I'd have to by ripping off the masks. People push me away.
Whoa, so you're... Okay.
It's like they live, but they're all Tom Clancy instead of aliens.
Yeah.
Great.
But the main reason I called in to the show I noticed that the theme of the day was spring.
Yeah.
And if I may, I'd like to talk... It just so happens to be related to the book I'm about to publish.
Oh, okay.
You're publishing full books of this?
Yeah.
Lack Jamming. It's a spy novel set in the spring where communists have jammed our internet. And two star-crossed lovers, one of them being Tom Clancy, have stopped the lack jamming.
Jack is just speechless.
How much of this is... Sorry. Can you run me? Where's the lack part of this coming in?
It's a lack jammer. It's the name of the jammer.
It's the name of
the jams the internet, you said?
Yeah, communists jam the internet and two star.
So they use a lack jammer.
Where does the lack come from?
No, that's the name of the machine they use. Okay. I think lack is the brand.
Is that
name.
Communist speak?
Yeah. It's like, well, in English it translates to like light aerial. Communist internet
killer.
Okay.
Killer jammer.
Good enough answer for me.
Yeah.
It's a working shop. Workshopping that.
It's a working shop name.
So the internet has been jammed. So
Tom Clancy is a star-crossed lover.
One of.
Well, yeah, you need more than one.
So what kind of, can you run us through maybe a few plot points or a few like maybe set pieces of your novel? I think we're all on tenterhooks here.
Well, okay, like there's like the beginning of the novel, it's got Tom Clancy and his the other love of the other character, the main character, who you refer to as the narrator, says I want the reader to experience the love of Tom Clancy and to be feel like the hero of our story.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So after a while, they're sitting there enjoying some Netflix, just chilling, right? They notice all of a sudden the internet goes down. Like, what's going on? I can't reach Facebook. I can't do anything. It must be communists. And then crashing through the window, someone abducts Tom Clancy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry, just a demon tried to jump out of my throat. So the communists abduct Tom Clancy, screaming, crying in his dress, and drag him out of the window.
He's dressed as a woman?
Narrator to save him.
So the narrator, who
is the narrator?
The narrator is whoever is reading the book.
Yes, it could be you, Jack.
So Jack has to stop the lack jammer.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting my... This is like, yeah.
So you said Tom Clancy... So Tom Clancy is wearing a dress and he's screaming?
Yeah, as he's being dragged out by communists and all black... Like, okay, did you guys ever watch Spy Kids?
No.
Yes.
Okay, remember the thumbs when they're in the black... Like all black lavas?
Yeah.
So it can be like that scene where they kick down the door and the windows and they're like swarming in on them and then he's like, no...
It's like
he's dressed like Princess Peach, essentially.
Oh, so that's it's not like in a world where Tom Clancy is like identifies as a woman.
No, he's just
men
in
can
a dress.
Wear dresses too, though.
That's
homeware.
True. This is true.
His homeware. It's how he feels comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I feel like a dress would be very comfortable to use as pajamas.
Yeah. Be really airy, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. although this is a book, will we be able to find it cross tagged on AO3 with Super Mario, because you're talking about like the Peachware, and as well like cross tagged with Spy Kids, or just it's all in the Tom Clancy universe?
I like to think it's all in a Tom Clancy, but if people want to take it that way, I'd have to let them.
And you have to let them, you said?
Yeah, why not? Let people have the stories in their own heads be what they are. But I will, 2 years after the book is released, change the canon in tweets, though.
Oh, you're going to do a J.K. Rowling.
Exactly.
So, well, my idol is a science writer.
Yeah. Tom Clancy could be black the whole time. Nobody knows.
Oh,
not for me to say.
So you could, so is that, like, you're not letting us know what, but what are maybe some potential changes you could make to the story 2 years later in tweets?
Well, it's pretty tough. I might make Tom Clancy not get kidnapped and instead the narrator does, but then you'd have to rewrite the whole
that's
book.
That's like, sounds like a rewrite to me.
That'd be half the book would be like, I'm sitting in this chair.
Yeah.
I have been kidnapped.
Lots of books have been written like that, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know Butterfly in the Bell Jar, but like...
lots of books... No, I would say a lot of books written in the first person.
No, what I mean... No, not... Yes, there are many books written in the first person, but not of a kidnapping victim who just kind of...
Room?
All right.
I'm trying to argue with an English major about what kinds of books are made.
Why don't we argue about how books are made, and we'll talk then.
Oh, paper.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Chris has already got you down.
Carl is his
Carl
name.
Tart. Carl character.
You just call me?
So why don't... Carl, it's been great talking to you.
But you're boring.
It's been... No, you're not boring. Hey, that's me. No one's boring. People have different ways of communicating. But before we let you go, is there any final parting things you wanted to let people know about?
Tom Clancy probably wore a dress at home.
All right, okay. Bye.
All right, bye.
I don't think that last bit is going to help his lawsuit very much.
Yeah, he is in litigation with his estate. He's just slandering. Oh, I guess you can't slander a dead person.
It's also not necessarily the most slanderous thing in the world. It's just kind of his fashion choices.
Yeah. So why don't we go to a quick little break? I believe James actually has to jet off, but thank you so much, James.
No, thank you for having me.
Old James the Jet.
Yeah.
All right.
Angela, you can't leave.
You can't leave. There's only one person's allowed to leave once the show started. Only 25 minutes left. You can stay. All right. This next song is by DKR. It's called Empty Bottle. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 54 seconds. Checking out life on the dark side, riding down the road till the end of time. I'm like an empty bottle, drinking of everything left in my mind. Checking out life on the dark side, riding down the road till the end of time.
Hanging around, waiting for something good in life. They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Niles. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hi.
So we're one person lighter.
Wait. Who are we?
Oh, of course, we're Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from CITR.
No, one person lighter.
101.9
Hey,
FM.
You're listening to One Person Lighter. This is CITR.
We've been talking spring. We've been talking news. We had Carl Character call in, who is was a fiction writer.
Yeah.
Who wrote his new book coming out is about the Lack Jamming.
It was about the Lack Jamming, which is a Soviet.
Not even Soviet. Just communist.
Sorry, I'm in a Soviet history course. That's all I think about these days. Is those darn.
He
did.
Yeah, he's just communists in general. Take away the internet. But we had James Vogel on here. He had jet away, which is, hey, that's totally fine, and we hold no.
You know what?
No,
we're
will.
Not bitter.
We're not bitter.
All right, I'm pretty bitter. But,
bitter tears of Petra von Katt. That's a movie.
Anyway.
Okay. But I'm still here.
But Angela O'Donnell is still
they
here.
They can't get rid of me.
No one could ever get rid of her presence.
They try.
So, we've been talking spring. All right.
We've been talking about springing.
Springing.
And speaking of spring, we'd like to spring something on you, our
guest.
Oh,
no.
Whoa, what?
And it's a game.
Yeah, we're playing this game.
What's the
oh,
game
I
called?
I should have got a song for it or something.
Do you want me to find one? What's it called? I can find a song quickly.
Do you want me to plug my ears?
Do you
want to
play... can you play like something related to...
Should
like,
I be talking over this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to play something? Hi, everyone. Like, how's it going? My
like
name is Angela.
Paparazzi by
there's a little book on the shelf, and I want to see what it's called, but my glasses aren't strong enough because I need new glasses to read it, but it's so small. It's a little book, and what is it? Oh, it's not a book. It's a cassette cover, and it's called Live from the Fishbowl Sessions 2019, which is the year we live in. That's pretty cool.
All right, I got our theme song. What's the game called?
It's called, I don't know, Interview? The Interview Game.
Isn't that what the show is?
Newsroom Game.
Ooh,
whoa,
nice.
Whoa, did you slow it down?
What is so this? It's called the Newsroom Game? It's a Chopped and Screwed version of Paparazzi.
I don't know what that means.
All right.
All right, so the Newsroom Game, or Interview Game, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
me named Tristan. No, me and, or, jeez, two people pick a famous person or public figure or something historical or whatever, and then we ask questions of the third person.
Okay.
And they have to guess who we're trying to see who they are. So,
is
for
it like
example,
headbands?
Kind of.
Okay.
For example, if me and Angela decided that we wanted to be President Obama, we'd be like, "Hey, what was it like being president?" And then he'd have to, and then Jack still has to answer the questions.
Oh, okay.
Until
okay.
he gets
okay,
what
yeah.
the famous person we
got
agree
it.
On.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Does that
I think
make
I'm
sense?
I'm gonna be real scared.
Yeah.
I'm
so Tristan,
excited.
You and I are picking a famous person that Angela is and okay. asking her questions that. Help her glean who this person
exactly,
is.
Exactly.
Have you already
exactly.
picked someone?
No.
Okay.
No, Tristan and literally
you're
going to
pick someone who I can
to.
Guess, right?
All right, yeah, we're going to hop off mic here, gang.
Well.
Hi, guys. Once again, it's just me. I don't have anything interesting to say right now, but I hope you guys are all doing really well. I hope you guys
okay.
Get
me and Jack
exams.
Got one.
Oh. We got one.
We got one.
Okay.
We're good.
So now we act like it's like,
this
oh,
is so much improv.
Excuse me.
Sir.
Hello. Hi.
Are you super excited about your comeback recent years?
Yes, I am really excited about my comeback in recent years. Yes.
Okay.
What's been your favorite role in the past few years?
What? Yeah? Okay.
Sorry, could you say that again? Because this man was just talking.
What's been your favorite role in the past few years?
I liked... Of all the roles I've played, I love the role that I have in my real life of being a father.
Oh, excuse me.
You, young man.
So, what do you think of all these new superhero people out now these days?
I think they are pretty good, but not as good as me.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Sir.
Question.
Yes.
Are you up to date on the Batman movies?
Oh, my Ben Affleck?
What? Excuse me, sir. That movie.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, no. Oh,
I think a lot of people were really surprised with your Oscar nomination the past year. I think you've actually happened a few times the last few years.
Is that a question or is that just a statement?
Are you hoping to get more roles like that?
Get more roles like
Oscar.
When I directed Argo.
You're not Ben Affleck.
Darn it! Okay. Yes, I'm excited to get more roles like the role that I got.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're pointing at you.
Oh, pointing at me? Okay.
My fellow reporter.
I'm from the New York Post. Do you find that you were one of the best but also first Batmans?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Do you find that you perfected the Batman role but also were the first one to do it? First one in a movie. Second one in a movie.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What were the unique challenges of playing the lead in Mr. Mom?
It was difficult to be both a mister but also a mom, but it's very doable.
Excuse me. What was it like working with Ed Norton in that Inuyasha film?
What? Pardon? The Inuyasha film?
In Inuyasha, the director, Alejandro Inuyasha. And you worked with Ed Norton in the movie. What was that like?
It was good, and I also liked working with Emma Stone.
Okay.
Excuse me. Would you say you are very knowledgeable on McDonald's now? Do you eat them regularly?
Do I eat McDonald's?
Regularly, yeah, since starring in that movie about McDonald's.
Oh, yes. When I was in the movie The Founder, yes. I don't eat it because I have to stay fit. But in my past, I have enjoyed a McDonald's.
And who are you?
I am... he plays Beetlejuice. I play Beetlejuice, and his name is Michael Keaton?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. I kind of forgot his name.
Okay.
The game was scary.
Let me shift it this way. So you and Jack and Angela will then pick a famous person.
Okay.
Do you want me to go like...
Yeah, cover your ears and get away. Put your headphones on the table. Hmm? Put your headphones on the table so you can't hear what we're saying. We're going to say it into mics this time.
I was going to say it into the mic.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the monitors off.
That doesn't work like that.
Shut up.
Okay.
What if we do Albert Einstein?
Okay, I don't... Do I need to know a lot about science?
Not really. You can just kind of hint it.
Okay.
Tristan's trying to... Okay. I don't think he heard us.
Okay.
All right. We're good to go. Sir?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hi.
Sir.
Hi.
Sir.
Oh, so
sir.
I am a man. Oh, yes.
Sir.
Hi.
What do you do with your hair?
Oh.
What do you do to keep your hair with the in the way it is?
Well, every day I wake up and I have a bit of a hair care routine.
Which is? Sir?
Yeah. It is several products and a few different techniques. Yeah.
Sir,
oh, yes.
How do you feel about so many posters of you everywhere?
I think it's part of the business. Mm-hmm. You see a few pictures of yourself out there, and you just know that that's just purely advertising. Mm-hmm. It's not really you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you?
Sir.
When you were asked to become the first prime minister of Israel, what was going through your mind?
What? Well, right after I perfected the E=MC², I'm Albert Einstein.
I played my hand too much.
I always forget that aspect of things. Okay, now me and Angela will pick one, then we'll end the
end the show. Yeah.
So Jack, please, hide your.
I'm gonna put my head between my legs and kiss my ass goodbye.
Okay, jeez.
Oh no. Oh, you're not gonna do it on the mic. That's what we did last time.
Oh, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Angela. What do you wanna? What do you think?
What about Cindy Lauper?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about her, but we'll make it work.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
It's going to be real bad.
No, if it is, it's fine. Okay. All right, Jack, join us. Excuse me. Over here.
Hello.
So what was it like when that bird pooped in your mouth?
I'll tell you, I didn't like it very much. I probably wouldn't have it happen again. Next question.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
How do you feel that your music sort of just defined a generation?
You know, defining a generation is always good. I would say it's much better than having a bird poop in your mouth.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
You had a very, very prominent, very specific look that a lot of people mm-hmm. have drawn a lot of inspiration from. What's like the next fashion thing that you think you're going to start taking up?
Pants between pants and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that capris will be the next big thing.
Okay.
Am I Gene Simmons? I feel like he probably had a bird poop in his mouth.
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes. maybe think of a question before you ask me one.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes?
How long does it take for you to back comb all of your hair?
Back comb?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To make it all poofy and big.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes a day.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you have a few, I think, notable duets, I would say. Would you say that's true? I would say so.
Yeah.
What's kind of one of the challenges of singing with another performer?
Sharing the mic is one of the more difficult ones. Sharing the mic.
My fellow reporter had another question.
Yeah.
You recently, I think last year, played the peony. What was that like?
Yeah, you played the peony. That's true. Recently.
It was good.
Okay.
I would say that it was loud.
Okay, that's good.
As most of my concerts are, because I am a rock musician.
Sorry,
yes.
You were, like I said earlier, it's the same person from before.
Yeah. Good to meet you again.
You were an icon of the 1980s with a few of those hits. Do you still find people stop you on the streets walking when you're walking, even though it was so many years ago?
Sometimes they'll come up to me and say, "Are you still running with the devil?" And I'll say, "That wasn't me, man."
You're right. And they'd be right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'am, how do you feel when your song was sung by Tina on Glee? Oh, and it was also used in a Smarties ad a few years ago. The same song. How does that make
I felt you feel? Great. Okay. The royalties were just beyond your wildest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a question over here.
I had a question over here.
A lot of people make songs and they kind of are popular, but I would say your song is almost an anthem for an entire gender.
Oh, yeah.
That one's
for sure.
Yeah.
Am I Shania Twain?
No.
But man, I do feel like a woman.
Did you have?
Hey, what's up, man?
If you were there, would you catch me?
I
still find you? Okay. All right. That's fine. Did my fellow interviewer have any other questions?
Please more. I'm not doing well. I feel like it's probably pretty obvious by now.
Yeah, people might be just killing themselves listening.
Is there anything that you just sometimes like wanna have? Like just like if you could have anything in this world, like what do you just like really like wanna have?
Some fun.
Nice.
I'd say. Now I can figure out who I am based on that.
So time after time, you're always trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Others. Okay. If the person's name is at a loss for you.
Yeah. Can I Google it, or am I allowed to do that?
I think you got
who
it.
Who wrote?
I think you pretty good. When you're there, you'll find me, and you still find me. Time after time.
I'm just gonna.
Did you know that this person had a bird poop in their mouth?
Cyndi Lauper?
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
A bird poop in her mouth.
We can't leave the show because I need full explanation on purpose or by accident.
I remember when like Much Music would have like.
Oh, I'm so scared.
We'd have birds poop in people's mouths.
Much Music. Much or MTV?
I watched this on Much, but I think they were like on a bunch of they'd broadcast them everywhere, and they'd have like they'd set aside an entire day. Beavis in the studio. Yeah. They'd set aside an entire day to do like moments of the 80s or top.
Yes.
And they'd have like comedians and random people just like so it was like top 10 most shocking music moments. And, like,
I love those.
And top 100 and like number 70 was at a concert a bird pooped in Cyndi Lauper's mouth, or maybe it was on her head.
If you were performing a concert, bird.
Was it at the PNE? Is the other question.
Well, I was gonna say, okay, if you were performing a concert and a bird pooped in your mouth, would you stop, or would your love of the fans keep you going?
I'd say that my love of the fans. I'd say if my fans loved me that much, and I loved them back, that they would understand me going and having a sip of water.
Okay,
like I wouldn't need to like. Do a lot, maybe some Listerine.
I'm always
loyal to my brand, but
I mean, I
not
think
too much really.
I think it would be one of those things where I'd like spit it out and like wipe my mouth and then try to get back into it, and then afterwards I'd be like, "That was so gross," and then I'd have my moment of shame.
Yeah,
because I feel like I'd be charged up if I'm Cyndi Lauper singing "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" or "Time After Time" or her plethora of "True Colors,"
the song from that Smarties commercial.
Anyways.
Okay, we're about reaching the end of our show.
We're going to turn in here, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to turn down for what? the way we name our episodes is we each go around and we say a word. This bunch of nerds says a word.
Yeah.
And those three words become our episode title.
Correct.
Angela, why don't you start us off?
Tabletop.
Bird.
Games.
Tabletop Bird Games.
Tabletop Bird Games.
Thank you for listening,
James
everybody.
Abstains.
James Abstains from Tabletop Bird Games.
All right. Thank you for listening,
everybody.
The next show is
African Rhythms
with
David Love Jones.
Thank you.
It looks like he's got a good show set up, so definitely stay tuned for that.
I'm seeing some guests out there.
Yeah, super
and it's
exciting.
Looking pretty good.
Pretty good. So Davey Boy. So feel free to like us and subscribe on iTunes. Yeah, you can subscribe on iTunes.
You can subscribe on iTunes. Yeah. You can come to our house, write us a subscription letter.
Yeah. And to like perfect. Owl Magazine or Chicken
Yes.
Dude.
Yes. Very much yes.
Yeah, give us a rating on iTunes. Download us on iTunes if you like this. We have a bunch of other episodes. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
I'm Max, a genderless blob from Fine, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my soul.